It wasn't a Led Zeppelin reunion, but it was pretty close. After the live No Quarter album, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant would kick off their first world tour together after 15 years as Page and Plant on this date, February 26th, 1995. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. MTV reached out to Robert Plant for an unplugged performance, and realizing he was expected to represent Led Zeppelin, he connected with Jimmy Page. Led Zeppelin's bassist John Paul Jones wasn't included in the project, as the duo of Page and Plant wanted to do something completely different. A 90-minute MTV special filmed in Morocco, Wales, and London, featuring deep Led Zeppelin cuts with all new arrangements using Middle Eastern influences. Fans wanting a more traditional reunion had forgotten about the disastrous Live Aid performance in 1985 and the lackluster Atlantic Records 40th anniversary celebration in 1988. So Page and Plant insisted that it was not a reunion, as they didn't want the pressure that went with it. John Paul Jones found out about the non-reunion through a press release and initially took the snub in stride. Page and Plant would embark on a massive world tour together, beginning in Pensacola, Florida. Fans wanting a Led Zeppelin reunion were in for a surprise, as the duo featured a six-piece backing band, 29 British classical string players, and 11 Egyptian folk musicians. Following the tour, they'd record 1998's Walking into Clarksdale together. But in 2007, a true final Led Zeppelin reunion with John Paul Jones would finally happen at the Ahmet Erdogan tribute concert, released as the Celebration Day album and film. However, this was the closest a successful reunion had come when Page and Plant's world tour began in Florida on this date, February 26th, 1995, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.